I hate you. Welcome to the Pessimism Plus podcast, everybody.
Howdy, howdy.
We're still working on figuring out how the fuck to stream this. That would be nice.
We're live.
Well, we're not live, but you know it's recording. So take it as you please.
I don't really know what that means.
It means we're recording, but we're not live, which means in the post show. This will be in there, but in the live show, this is not going to be there. Does that make sense?
I understand fully.
Ben, the Jews did 9/11.
I'm just kind of half paying
attention. She didn't.
And we're not talking about anything like that.
I'm Batman. I have crippling depression.
She didn't look 14. Roy Moore said she didn't look 14. I believe him.
I don't like lava.
Oh, that's great.
The floor is lava.
I mean, most.
The floor is lava, you fucking retard. I hate you.
Oh, everybody get off the floor!
Oh, God, please stop.
I'm in my office chair. I'm fine.
I'm on my bed, so.
Fuck. Is there. Can. Oh, God. We're doing this live.
So many strafing runs. Jesus Christ.
For the most part, we're doing this live from Rich Cullen's house.
Except for me. Because
except for Ben, because he's a fucking Jew and says, I can afford a better studio than that piece of shit.
Well, you know what's funny? Ben is not the only Jew here anymore. It's not a very high percentage, but I am.
You are 6% Ash. That's what this means.
Irrelevant.
Ketchum? It's not even Ash, like Jew Ash. It's just Ash Ketchum.
Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, can you be 6% Jew?
I am actually
6%. Yes, you can be 6% Jew.
You can be 6% like anything, dude. It works out.
My life is a lie.
Oh,
You got a DNA test.
Yeah, take a DNA test. You're like...
You're like $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't got time for that.
Oh, this is Richie's brother, bitch. Rob.
Hi. How y'all doing? Second.
Okay, moderation clips.
Oh, yeah.
Why are the settings between, like, last time you did this and now? I have to go in literally 13 minutes, so I guess it was nice to be on the pre-stream.
Right. All right, we're going to get into the first story right now. So, Matt Lauer...
Can I take a selfie just by saying
oh, I
got to
get the doc.
Yeah.
I'll distribute that link.
Fucking ads, goddammit. Where is it coming from? This fucking video is where it's coming from. Fuck you. Matt Lauer offers an apology with a caveat. So, Matt Lauer, the next person on the list of people with sexual assault claims against them.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Any thoughts, Ben?
Well, I mean, I heard about this earlier today. And it's just, see, the thing is, I have no doubt that, like, there's people that he harassed, right? But I just want to know how many people are lying about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here's what...
Which is the case for me with all of these cases. I just want to know, because I'm not saying it's, like, a lot. I just feel like there are people who will take any grab for attention they can get.
Here's my two cents I'm going to throw in there, okay? There's two things I'm going to say. I say when it comes to the sexual allegation cases, I say it's very good and very bad. When I say very good, I mean I think it's great that women are finally able to start getting jobs in these fields without being worried. Or there was a time where the only way you could get a job was by, you know, sexually pleasuring the men around them. However, this also scares me because, as good as it is, it also means that there's going to be lots of women taking advantage of this. And I'm afraid, honestly, that, you know, allegations are going to be taken more seriously than evidence. Those are my two thoughts.
I think, yeah, because the thing is, there's never proof that this happened, unless, like, you happen to see it in, like, security.
But then again, I mean, a lot of this is, like, Matt Lauer pretty much actually admitted that he did this, I believe. Well, that's what I'm going to read about right now. Matt Lauer expressed sorrow and regret for the pain I have caused in a statement on Thursday morning. His public comments after NBC News fired the Star Today show anchor amid allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior with colleagues. Richie, that sloppy Joe is giving me heartburn. That was just a random fact.
I didn't make it, so it's not my problem.
Some of... Some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but sure, there's enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and or ashamed. Or he just said and ashamed.
He's like, all I did is grab him by the pussy. Is that so wrong?
In Trump's eyes, no.
Matt Lauer wrote in a message issued by his public relations team, I regret that my shame is now shared by people I cherish dearly. There are no words to express my sorrow and regret and for the pain I have caused others by words and actions. To the people I have hurt, I am truly sorry. As I am writing this, I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I have left behind at my home in NBC.
I'm trying to
so he's saying, I did a lot of shit, but some of that shit I didn't do.
She didn't look 14.
I think, yeah.
She didn't look 14. What Matt Lauer is saying is, look, she didn't look 14.
No one here gets that meme. No
one. Hey, Ben, he didn't look Jewish.
By the way, didn't you skip the first article in the doc?
I believe that was the first article, Michael was it Flynn. Not?
It was Michael.
Oh, Flynn, well, first, whoops, but who cares? Fuck. It doesn't really matter. This is actually the big story. We're going to get into that right now. Okay. Michael Flynn pleads guilty to lying to FBI's on contacts with the Russian ambassador. Former...
Not surprised.
Nope. This fucking Trump administration is going down the fucking curb, and I think this president is going to be impeached within the next 2 years.
The thing is, now Michael Flynn, he pleaded guilty, but basically what happened was... the FBI and Michael Flynn made a deal where instead of being charged like super heavily with like 7 counts of different things, that would basically I would probably give him like a lifetime in jail.
Wouldn't that be considered treason?
How?
I think that's one of the charges that he would have been charged.
One of the charges.
Basically, they made a deal where instead he's only getting charged with lying to the FBI, 1 count of lying to the FBI in exchange for good information on Trump.
Yep, that's the justice system.
I think
it gets off with like a couple years in jail and a big ass fine, and you're done.
Okay. Yes. However, I'm totally okay with this because they're getting information on Trump, possibly enough to impeach him.
But
I gotta get
either way.
This guy's career is Mike Pence. He can recover from it.
All right. Me and Rich need to get ready for gay conversion therapy. Are you excited, Richie?
Oh, yeah. Dude, this is my problem, because, like...
President Pence.
...with a burning fucking passion. The thing also being, Pence is not much better.
He might be worse.
Petition to change the name of gay conversion therapy to straight conversion therapy, because it sounds like you're converting straight people to gay. Like, it sounds like you're converting people to be gay.
Straight conversion therapy.
Straight conversion
therapy. We tried Ben for gay conversion therapy. It didn't work.
Was there another joke in there?
Yeah, well, Ben.
It's because you want to suck my dick.
Fuck. He's on to me. Ben, we said not on the show.
In private.
Oh, man, what did I get myself into?
You know what? I bet that's what Matt Lauer said. Not on the show, it's in private.
But I don't look 14.
Okay, I made my joke for the night. I can get off and be satisfied now.
When Flynn was forced by the White House in February, officials said he was misled the administration, including Vice President Pence, about his contact with Kislyak. But court records with people familiar with the contacts indicated he was acting in consultation with senior Trump transition officials, including President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in his dealings with the diplomat.
Senior Trump transsexual officials. I'm going to write a Chrome extension that changes every, you know, that changes a bunch of words. Like, anything with the word trans in it, it's a transsexual. Like, whatever that word used to be, it's just going to change it. I'm actually going to
say that. They're turning the frogs gay.
I just saw, okay. I watch InfoWars, not because I, you know, believe any of the shit.
All of us do. It's fucking entertaining.
So funny. Yeah.
Also, sometimes Paul Joseph Watson makes some good videos, like.
Dude, remember? Did you watch the InfoWars video where they were covering that Scream at the Sky event?
Oh my God. Was that the one with the intergalactic space pedophile?
Actually, I think it was. I'm gonna go on.
That was the greatest moment. I remember me and Isaiah tuned in live, and Alex was like, "These intergalactic space pedophiles are coming to our place, raping our children, and then leaving." I was like, "What the fuck?"
Time to go to legal aliens. Out. Go the wall.
Words, I must be two words.
But go the wall around space.
Called the space wall. The Alex Jones channel, I guess.
It would be considered the space gate.
No, there'd be no gate. It's just a wall.
It's not Watergate. Space.
Oh my God.
No, Christy is the wall.
Instead of
true. He is fat enough to be it.
Just put him in front of the fucking Mexican border.
Yeah.
Ow! Fuck me! I hurt my elbow. All right.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Guys, who wants to watch a video about the flat Earth?
Me and Ben
have a really good history with these.
It's always good. I mean, can we get it done in 4 minutes?
It's a 6-minute video, so it shouldn't take too long.
Okay, I'll go 2 minutes over. I don't really care. Hypnotic beer. Okay, I like that username.
Beer. Who doesn't like beer?
Exactly. I said I like.
Oh, that was one. All right, Rich, click on the link that I sent you. Actually,
live chat.
Yeah, click on the link I sent you.
Text channel, which I, by the way, locked down. I set this stuff up for moderation, so we'll have moderators. I'm gonna add a voice channel and call it moderators.
Send it in the?
No, you did. I clicked on it. You have to click on the live chat. It's in the live chat. Apparently, I can move text channels into voice channels, so that's
interesting. Yeah, Robbie, click on the live chat if you want to watch the video.
I want... Whoops.
Which one of these links am I clicking? There's like five.
The one at the very bottom.
The one
from
at the very bottom, yeah.
Faggot.
Okay.
That's me.
Faggot tinsel.
Yep.
That's what it looks like it says.
That is what it says.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright.
Rich, are you joining?
No.
I mean, him and Robert are in the same room, so it probably doesn't matter.
I'm kind of interested.
I hope so.
I'm in an awkward spot that I can't really show these two guys the same video at the same time.
Has anybody ever thought that, like, Christmas is where Santa Claus gives presents to people, but does Santa Claus any gifts? does the elves make him any fucking gifts? Kind of curious.
Sure.
They'll probably just give him, like, a whole fucking thing of cookies.
Ben doesn't give anyone gifts because he's a Jew. He just receives and doesn't give.
Sounds about right.
I get paid to do
it. Ben gets paid to receive gifts.
I get paid to be greedy.
It's beginning to look a lot like Israel.
Missiles in the sky.
So you are everybody ready for me to play the video?
Yeah.
Oh wait, Richie's on.
Oh God.
Shoot for the moon.
icky human.
It's beginning to look a lot like Israel. Missiles in the sky.
I'm not dreaming about that tonight.
Oh, man.
It's going to be some weird crap.
I need to, like, leave and write my final paper.
Oh, crap. How long is the paper?
3 to 5 pages.
All right. I'm going to start the video, okay, guys?
Pretty short. Hey, Ben.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Erie NASA.
Ben, look at my name.
Yes.
Is it the blue jingle jangle?
It's never 7-Eleven. You're fucking
okay. All right, guys. I'm gonna play the video. Okay.
This paper.
Yep.
Impossible channel.
Impossible channel.
Derpy
derp.
Very interesting. So unprofessional.
Okay. This guy sounds like such an interesting person.
Nibiru-Panax, whatever it is, it's coming, and I believe
it sounds
it's
like he's speaking so quietly. He wants to, like, not be heard.
Sounds like he's high.
Okay.
I mean, maybe
that's what it sounds like. I mean, it sounds like, oh, he must be on a paranoid.
Dude, what if the Earth was flat?
God damn it.
Dude, I just posted a video on Ghostbusters, you know.
You just posted a video on Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, what the fuck?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call? Impossible Channel.
December 31st, 2016. There are other channels confirming this.
Jesus Christ, I'm skipping ahead.
Talking about it. And I'm gonna show you what Hillary Clinton said, that the glass dome was going to be broken, and everybody was like, James, it's a metaphor, right? I know, guys, it's a metaphor. And I was like, shocked by the impoliteness of various people.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I'm kind of curious if he wears, like, a whole, like, something. Foil on his
you
head.
You talk really loud. I'm just pointing that out.
That's because I'm a Jew.
No, Ben's a Jew. You can't. There is no other Jew.
Tyler, if you write.
Yeah, like, right? Rob, you're like Puerto Rican, aren't you?
Tyler,
Puerto Rican is Turkish, okay?
Tyler, if you right click on him, you can turn his volume down for you.
Well, no, I'm just saying. No, Ben, I'm not. The problem is, I can't do that in real life.
Oh god.
But seriously though, do you think that guy wears like that
a fedora? The foil hat. No, because he's not talking about aliens, he's talking about the flat earth. Oh my god.
I mean, he might as well be the way he's talking. It sounds like he doesn't want people to read his mind or something. Or listen to him.
That's true. Does the foil hat also
sound like a
mind control satellites?
They have been trying to break the glass dome for years with atomic bombing.
So this just
been
Robert trying to break the glass. Earth.
And whatever this object you're seeing approaching our sky, you know.
No, whatever this green LED is, it is a huge threat to humanity.
Wherever it is.
Dude, I could recreate that with glare on my windshield.
No, that's the top of the
Literally, this is what I need. I need a string of Christmas lights, some gaff tape, and
I thought you were going to say a string of crystal meth. I don't know why.
No, I need Christmas lights. I need some gaff tape.
Same
and
thing.
I need to use, and I need my car. And a, like a field. Like an empty field with like not a lot of light pollution, and I could recreate this.
You're
fuck, I clicked on a video. God damn it.
You're fucking bad at this.
It is. I believe.
Buddy. The audio. Oh, wait, you didn't mute the people in your game. why are you telling me to shut the
like,
fuck
up?
It's
funny.
Can you hear me, Ben? I can hear you fine.
The audio, the problem wasn't with you, the problem was...
Are you stopping? This is literally the trash.
Kind of blurry. You know, on the ISS, it's blurry. On our anonymous sources videos, it's blurry, right?
What the fuck is it? Wait, I'm curious. I'm interested. What is this guy saying?
He's talking about the video being blurry, even though it's
and message Boris Who Kill. That's B-O-R-I, shoots the number two, kill, and tell him to shut the fuck up.
Tell him to fucking kill himself. It's like, nah, don't do that.
Wait, go on Xbox Live. Hold up a second. Oh, that is not what I wanted to do. Okay, so go on
Ben, you own Microsoft, Live. Don't you?
Yes. So I'm going to send him a message from every single Microsoft account.
Ben, the sole survivor.
No, I'm opening up the Xbox app on my computer right now, and I'm going to message him.
Oh my god.
New message to who?
Bori,
B-O-R-I. Wait.
Shoots. S-H. I can't call it. Shoots. The number two. Kill.
That is like the corniest, cheesiest, crappy meme I've ever heard.
That's the corniest, cheesiest, crappy comeback I've ever heard about something.
You just said the same thing for a comeback, so you're just...
I was insulting your comeback. Oh my god. yo.
Okay, I don't actually have it. It's not coming up. B-O-Y, shoots, S-H-O-O-T-S, number two, kill. I don't have it.
B-O-R-I.
B-O-R-I, okay.
Brody.
Oh, what? Bori shoots to kill. Okay. Yeah.
Bori, not Brody.
B-O-R-I, shoots to kill. Alright.
What if Ben says some bullshit and he messages the wrong person?
Does his avatar have glasses?
I don't know. I didn't know, so I can't see his avatar.
But it's this, right? I'm just gonna make sure.
Would.
It's that, right? I put it in the live chat?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Goodbye, Moon
Man. I said, Rich says he wants you to shut the fuck up.
He's gonna be like, who the fuck is Rich? Remember when we were watching a Flat Earth video?
Right?
No, don't remind him.
So wait, Bori shoots to kill. Is that someone that's in your game right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was like your little brother or something.
I mean, Richie's brothers can get pretty fucking loud. One of them's next to me.
It's just so weird.
This is very accurate. Accurate.
You don't forget you too, Rich. Narcissistic freak.
Now I'll block him.
That was a personal attack. No, he said you're a narcissistic freak. Get it right. What the fuck? So, I lost it, unfortunately, but I just wanted to point out that I was on Yelp the other day, and this is a Jew review, okay? This guy complained because he ordered from this pizza place and they charged a $2 out of area fee.
Which is...
I love it!
Bullshit.
How fucking cheap are you?
Obviously really cheap.
How about, like, if you don't want to pay a $2 out of area fee for some good food, why don't you get some shitty food right around the fucking corner that's not out of area and you don't pay a fucking area fee, you stupid cunt?
If it's good food, then it's probably worth $2.
Yeah, but they're out of area.
And it's funny because they complained about the quality of the food in the fucking review as well, so why the fuck are you ordering shitty food that's out of your fucking area?
There is some much more serious issues that could use this kind of passion.
Shut the fuck up, Ben.
I actually am, because I'm going to go, because I have to finish this final. So All right. Special guest Ben Hirschworm,
the sole surviving Jew. Ben, can you at least explain your story before you go?
How I'm the sole surviving Jew?
Yeah. Ben, the sole surviving Jew of the Holocaust.
So it's easy. I am Hitler.
I am Hitler.
That explains everything. Hitler was a Jew.
No, okay, so basically Hitler had this...
You had.
Figure out. Well, no, actually, this is real. Hitler had a group of Jews that were like his informants. And they told him where, you know, to find, you know, people that would hide. And it was like some sort of committee, if you can even call it that. But
it was a Jew committee.
Basically, the bottom line is it wasn't a committee of Jews. It was just me. And I was just writing everybody out.
Fuck.
Hate these people.
That's it.
Yeah, right. So, Ben, the Jew surviving, the sole surviving Jew of the Holocaust, explains how he did it.
It's not that hard when you don't care about it, when you have no regard for human life.
So you were on that committee of people that, like...
No, I wasn't on it. I was the committee. It was only me.
So,
you were 6%. Shut the fuck up.
I still would have counted if he would have burned.
Don't remind him. He might fucking send you to your death.
I was going to send him to his death before he started talking about
this. Every time Ben hits the horn on his car, it sends a gas chamber.
Like, you know in Gary's mod where you have, like, a prop gun and it just shoots props? It's like that, but with gas chambers. There's like a really bad one.
Do you know? No. I'll tell you the joke later. I can't say it on the show. It's about a girl. It's about a former girl in our school. Ben, I told you this joke.
It's about Anne Frank.
There's a girl in our school named Blank. And I said, remember I said their name was Gas, Ben?
Yeah.
I remember the show.
Oh, God.
I want to hear it now.
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to go then, so I'll talk to you guys later.
I would tell it on the show. The only problem is it's I'm not giving out people's names that are, you know. Is the Jew, did the Jew leave yet?
I'm 6%.
No more Jews. She didn't look 14.
She was Pocahontas.
So, are we gonna watch this fucking Flat Earth video or not? We lost interest.
Are we talking about the flat world, or are we talking about the something else?
Well, let's get right into it.
Yeah.
California, devastating wildfires, and God, Jesus, shut the fuck up.
I mean, how many of those have they had? Like, a million?
No, well, here's the thing. They're gonna start right here.
Yeah.
One, two. Alright. My mind raced trying to determine what was important. Now, here's what I love. They make a really strong argument for atheism. Yes, Fox News makes a good argument for atheists. And they actually try to rebuttal their own argument, and they fuck up. It's so funny. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen, like, I'm just going to read it. My mind raced trying to determine what was important and irreplaceable. Jesus Christ.
Gear.
All I could think was of my family photos and the flag that dropped my dad's coffin at Arlington National Cemetery. In the midst of the chaos and disbelief, our friends and neighbors rallied to assist us in a time of our need. Then, Jesus, could you fucking... Okay.
What?
This is cancer. Alright, there we go. The next day, I found myself sitting in another airport trying to process everything that had happened within the past 24 hours. As I reflected on our kind neighbors... Okay, this is too long. I'm just going to start reading. I want a quick fire reading. As I first reflected on our first kind neighbors and even had the worst of the times we could see through the good humanity and the love of God, then my thoughts shifted as I began reflecting on the chaos both natural and man-made. As I affected our nation in recent days, I began to wonder if I had become numb to the tragedy. I didn't even know if I had time to mourn as we had to evacuate our home. Thinking about all this, I asked myself, where is God? As a nation, we are facing an increase in lawlessness and what appears to me an unusual number of natural disasters. This is where they make a good argument. It's a natural human response to a question things we can't understand or process. I get it. Moral evil can be explained by free will of man, such as things we face. But much of the things we face, like cancer, death, hurricanes, and fires, are not a result of our free will. So where do I go from here? Either God or nature, which he created, must cause these physical evils. But these things seem incompatible with an all-knowing, all-powerful God. Richie, how the fuck do you think they're going to try and debunk this argument that they just made? But they, even like with faith, they just made a strong argument saying, listen, if God's real, why do bad things happen? He must not be good and moral, you know, like that shit. Here's what they say. I'm left with what I call a divine tension. I affirm the greatness of God and yet at the same time wonder of the condition of the world. C.S. Lewis captured my tension as he wrote, God whispers to us in our pleasures and speaks in our consciousness, but God shouts in our pain. It's a megaphone to rouse a deaf world.
You know what I think? I think that when you first started speeding up your reading, you sounded like a whole new Slim Shady. It was scary.
Oh, well, I was just rapid-fire reading until I slowed down once it seemed more relevant to what we were getting to.
True.
And by the way, I skipped like two paragraphs, so that should tell you how ridiculous this is. It's not like ridiculously long, it's not like 10 paragraphs, but I skipped the first two paragraphs because there's a lot of shitty stuff in here.
Like, when it comes to, like, the whole religion thing, it was like what I was talking to you about yesterday with, like, the whole, like, people saying God and Satan and all that other crap. It's just bullcrap. Really? If you want to be honest, I don't, like, fully divulge into faith because for me I have my mixed opinions because like the Bible is literally just another book, and if you want to put it in the right context it would be considered a fantasy.
I would agree.
Like bullshit, you know, drama and all this other crap. It's like any book in the whole entire world, just this one has probably been around longer and probably touched somebody. Likelihood of that is...
I think it's more so the priests that are touching people. She didn't look for... Fuck, you beat me to the joke, you asshole.
True, if it was a priest, it would be a he didn't look 14. At least he would stay to his, like, godly virtues in that aspect to not having sex. With the female, at least.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, you're trying to... Because we're all on the same fucking road at this point. When did the Pope say that?
I'm just saying. Probably what he would say if he...
I admit I hear God better in the struggle than I do in absence. Tears, heartbreak, loneliness, and all hurt. And her all add to my humanity and character. My joy and peace is found in these little unexpected moments where my children call my wife. Call my wife smiles. My friends rally to my side and I hear God say, it's going to be okay, I got this one. So, her fucking rebuttal to this ridiculous argument. Well, she's saying, well, you know, we understand that, you know, even though you could explain things with free will, like humans killing each other, obviously God's the one committing all these fires and horrible atrocities like cancer, and God's the one giving these people that. But listen, he does it because you rally to him the most when you're desperate. So in other words, God just wants you to really fucking, I want her to say my fucking name. God, please get rid of my cancer. Oh, yeah. Beg for it.
God gets off on our prayers.
Right? What a fucking joke. Fuck, we got through those articles a lot quicker than I intended. So, we're caught in a dilemma here.
In the real news, Facebook.
Really, bitch?
I'm just going for the subject.
So, while Richie is finding up some stuff that we can talk about, we are planning on having a live debate on the show. Rich, you want to give details about that?
Well, basically, our old high school teacher, he was our high school history teacher, we both hold him in really high respect. He's a great man. He means really well, but with his, like, own beliefs, he's very conservative.
That being said, he's very conservative.
He's a very conservative man. We don't agree with him on a lot of subjects, but we do give him the utmost.
However, we agree with... Wait, what are you talking about? This is the alt-right Christian conservative podcast.
You're right, Tyler.
White power, God, we love all that stuff. Oh, and privatized healthcare is the best. I love when 45,000 people die every year due to a lack of basic health coverage.
Right?
Let's see. How many times does Norway have... How many times per year does Norway have people dying from lack of basic health coverage? Wrong. The answer is none. Sweden doesn't have any. Denmark definitely doesn't have any. America is the only industrialized country that's, you know, relatively speaking, out of the good industrialized countries, meaning, you know, Canada, America. They're the only country because we're the only privatized healthcare system. So, yeah, healthcare sucks in this country, dude. It's so fucked. It's completely
don't even. You really don't. He will go on and on and on.
Why did you unmute it?
He'll go on and on till the break of dawn.
Oh, we muted everyone? Richie's fucking with my settings.
I'm trying to fix it because I'm under the impression that there's an echo because we're all in the city.
It's being as an ocean. They can't really. I guess. They can't really even hear you, by the way.
Me?
Because this is a unidirectional microphone.
No.
Relatively, but when I talk, you can't hear shit for the most part.
Diddly dip.
It's alright. I fixed the echo part.
So there, here's another myth about single payer healthcare is that there's huge waiting lists. You know, they'll say this about Canada, and what the denial is that there isn't any waiting list in the U.S. We do a thing called, I think it's called wallet compensation or something like that. So, or wallet buyouts, I think that's what they're called. There's waiting lists. They're based on wealth. So, whoever can pay to get healthcare faster is the person that's going to get that healthcare faster. Whereas in a country like Canada or Denmark, they separate healthcare based on need. Your chin surgery is not as important as someone that needs a fucking colon removed. Or someone that needs a replacement colon, you know, or something like that. Also, if you're like 75 and you got a guy who's like 24 that needs the same surgery, you need that fucker that's 24 to get that surgery for that guy that's 75. I'm sorry. It's all about need. Who needs healthcare more is the person that should get it. I rest my case.
Case rested.
See, I watched a video. It was of this Canadian doctor. I think she's had a doctor of surgery. Cannot remember off the top of my head, quite honestly. But the true job is, she is in the medical field. And she was down here in America talking to congressmen about the Canadian healthcare system and comparing it to our own. And the congressman had brought up the whole issue with the wait lines. And she sat there and was like, the issue with the wait lines is the fact that there's so many people flooding the system. It's the fact that it's the allocation of resources and where you're putting those people. She was like, I walked into the courthouse this morning. It took me about a half hour, 45 minutes to get through security when there were a good two or three spot lines that were just closed. It's not about how many people are in the system. It's not flooding the system. It's how you allocate your resources and how you divide them up.
I just think people are so dumb in this country, they just don't realize, not even that they're dumb, people are just really ignorant to how much they're getting fucked over when it comes to their healthcare. My aunt, for example, is, I'm not gonna give out names, but, well, I fucking already said it. There's a certain individual in my family that thinks like, you could. Oh my god. So her argument is, well, you can get a job that gets, just get a job that has good that gives you good health coverage. Oh yeah, that's easy to get, you know. She's like, and I'm like, well, what if you can't get that job? She's, we'll get another job. Like, all right, I'll leave my Burger King job and work at Walmart. Yeah. Get another job. That'll make a big fucking difference.
Actually, Walmart pays more than Burger King.
You get my difference. You catch my drift though. Like, oh, I'll leave my Burger King job to work at McDonald's. Yeah, I'll get another job. That'll solve the problem. How about these cheap bastards that work at these companies pay the employees what they fucking deserve? If you work 40 hours a week, you should be paid like you work 40 hours a week. You should get paid like you're working enough hours to put food on the table. You should start actually seeing that food on the table. Because then what happens is those people that are working different jobs but getting paid more, that are complaining about people that want to make more money, they're the ones paying for these people's living because they now have to live off of fucking welfare because these companies don't pay them enough goddamn money to fucking make a living.
Life.
I'm not gonna comment.
I really won't. Hey, what you doing in that room there? Hey,
I got a little I went a little off there.
Got a little excited.
Yeah. God. What?
We forgive you. I went off on one of the other episodes. Okay. We're even now.
Oh, but it was great.
It was fantastic.
The point is, we really need progressive values in this country. And people like Bernie Sanders are the people that we need running this country. Because the people running this country now are absolutely not the people that we need. By the way, do you know the last time we did, me and you did this live in your room? You know when that was?
What?
Like
episode 3?
Episode 2, you were close.
Was it really?
Yes.
I'm old.
My mom said, oh my god, my mom's asking me about heavy metal bands, and then she goes, do you like Korn with a C?
Oh my god. That's cancer.
Then before she asked me, do you like Killswitch Engage? I was like, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking love Killswitch Engage.
Oh yeah.
Everyone here likes Korn, don't they? Rob, you like Korn? I know Richie likes Korn.
I like to eat Korn.
Richie, you like Korn?
Good stuff.
Korn's pretty good.
Something takes a part of me.
It's that Korn. You ate too much.
Something. There goes my singing career. Something takes a part of me. Do 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 do. Ba-dunch, ba-dunch. It is. It is Saturday, 12:31. Oh shit! It is Sunday, 12:31 a.m. It is December 3rd, 2017. Welcome to the Pessimism Plus podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Lamazny, with my co-host Richard Cullen.
What up, my boys?
Welcome to the Pessimism Plus podcast. Today's episode, we're gonna talk about Matt.
Oh, you dumb.
It's like a fucking... It's like... What the fuck was that movie? Groundhog Day?
Yep.
Oh my god. Too bad that movie sucked. Did it? I never saw it. I heard it was good. You know what movie I saw recently? It was The Room.
What one?
The Room.
I heard that.
No. Whoever said that is a fucking lying to you, bro. You have to watch it with me, though. It's so bad that it's good. When I say so bad, I showed you a scene when he fucking goes into the flower shop and the audio's out of sync because he's like, can I buy a dozen roses? She's supposed to go, hi, Johnny, and he's like, can I buy a dozen roses? But instead he's like, I'd like to buy a dozen roses. He goes, oh, hi, Johnny, I didn't see you there. How much does it cost? 18 fit. Go keep the change. Hi, puppy. That movie's so bad. So bad.
So bad, I'm good.
Hi, puppy.
Hi, puppy.
Hi, puppy. Keep... Probably have look 14 because it doesn't. Folks don't even know the 14.
Fuck me.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
I mean, he doesn't look for. He doesn't look 14. So. Maybe I'll get away.
Oh
with
shit. It. Fuck me. God, what kind of society do we live in, dude? We're fucking. The last time I checked, Michael Flynn was in the lead. It looks like he's starting to dip down, though. But, dude, if he fucking wins, Alabama will be the biggest shit show of a state, like, in U.S. history. As if they weren't already. They'll cement themselves at this point as the worst state in the U.S.
I mean, it's Alabama.
They make fucking Chris Christie look liberal.
Bag.
There's a Tumblr. I'm gonna show you to you. Hold on. It's called Chris Christie Eats Things.
Yeah,
did I tell you, Tyler, about that time that I saw on the back of the Jeep at Six Flags a bumper sticker that had a picture of Chris Christie with a buckle tape, and it was like, my governor could eat
my governor could eat your governor. I remember this. Look at this. This is great. Look at this. It's called Chris Christie Eats Things. All right, here's him eating pizza. Where is it? Island Beach has been closed. He's eating a part of the sign. Here's another good one. He's eating a person. This is. He's eating the. Oh, he's eating the moon now.
Yup.
Meatloaf. Now he's eating. He's eating one of the fucking crackers. Holy fuck.
He's such a fat fuck.
Oh, he's eating the gas price. This is probably the best one.
I get it, Tyler.
No, this is probably the best one. Holy fuck. Oh my god.
Especially something he needs to do.
Oh man. What a fucking.
Yeah.
Oh my god, right after you said that! Look at I can't believe, right after Richie said that, a picture came up of Chris Christie sucking a gasoline nozzle with it running.
What? I was the one that put that in there.
How funny is that? I was scrolling down and he said, what, Chris Christie drinking the gas? And then that fucking came up. That was perfect. That's fucking gold. If you can't tell, we kind of ran out of space for shit to do on the show and we're kind of bullshitting the last 10 minutes of this. Any thoughts, Rich?
Don't do drugs.
Go on Yelp.
Yeah.
It's kind of how the first episode was, right? Remember the good old days about E.T.?
What did we talk about? Our governor.
Phil Murphy. Not really much to talk about. He wants to bring the New Jersey minimum to 15.
I'm down.
What else? Oh, yeah, I love fucking Call of Duty World War II. I remember how they had red dot sight back in World War II.
Right? I noticed that. I'm like, what the fuck?
It looks so weird seeing a red dot on a fucking on an MP40.
God damn it. Call of Duty, what the fuck are you doing in our lives?
Oh, yeah.
Fake news.
Oh, yeah, they fought Norm. Oh, yeah, they fought Germany back in World War II. Okay, Call of Duty, so accurate. Well, I wasn't lying. Did we not fight the Germans in World War II?
I mean, we did.
So there you go. How much more accurate do you have to be, Rich?
200%.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at this shit. Let's look at really shitty places.
So your house.
Let's look at real. I want to look at one star. I'm gonna look at real. Fuck you.
Late reaction.
Let me see. I want to look for any.
Literally, like that
Stone Dragon Chinese and Japanese restaurant.
Something you don't want to eat. Ooh,
fuck! First three are one stars. Let's see. I'm new to the neighborhood and thought we would try this place for dinner. Ordered two meals and a quart of wonton soup at 6:15 p.m. Called to check the status at 7:30 p.m. and was told 10 more minutes. Still no delivery at 8:15 p.m. So I called yet again and was told they were very busy and will take another 25 minutes. Who on earth takes out on a Monday evening and expects it to take 2 hours and 25 minutes? Ridiculous. Never again. Can't comment on the quality of food because it seems I'll never be getting it. Good point, right?
I mean, really, if you're going to be worried about a Chinese restaurant, just don't go to a Chinese restaurant, especially if you don't want to have to worry about maybe eating your neighbor's cat or dog.
What? That process. Doesn't...
That, no.
Not at a fucking... When's the last time I... Oh, yeah, I don't remember the last time I went to P.F. Chang's and had some dog for dinner. You remember that, Richie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Didn't P.F. Chang's actually get shut down for, like, animal abuse or some shit?
That was a thing? I mean, that was a hypothetical. That was a fucking hypothetical I made in my head. Don't make it real. I am a long-time customer, but lately I noticed that the long cashier charges different prices on you. Last two times he charged me with different prices, and they were the same food, even though the difference was under 50 cents, but still considered dishonest. I ordered 4 sushi rolls from this place, and every single roll was so at best. Food. In fact, they were barely edible. 2 were barely edible. The fried lobster roll was disgusting. The tuna was fresh maybe yesterday. Ew. The woman on the phone rushed me through the order, and then the delivery took an hour to get here, so let me think about it. Food, 2 out of 10. Service, 1 out of 10. Order, 7 out of 10. Order accurately, 7 out of 10. They even got the order wrong a little bit. I will not be returning here, nor do I suggest... Alright, so, don't get food from Stone Dragon Chinese and Japanese restaurant. Panera Bread. Fuck anyone that put a bad rating on this place.
For real, that place has some good mac and cheese.
They got some good-ass bread. What you mean?
Mac and cheese.
Me and Ben went there. Well, I never actually went there with Ben, come to think of it. I want to see anyone that gave Wawa a 1-star rating, and I can't find any. You know why?
Because Wawa's fucking great.
Exactly. Let me start by saying that I love Wawa, and this location does not do the chain justice. Every time I come here, no one behind the counter is prepared. The morning I came and stood in line for 10 minutes, which is long time during morning rush hour, and not one order of sizzlies came out. Ooh. Come on, Mount Laurel, get it together. Yo, that's probably the one right around the corner from my fucking house.
It probably is.
You know what? I can't really say they're wrong. Every time I go there, there's no sizzlies out. Now, that could just be because I'm getting there late, but it just seems a little strange because I'm not, like, getting there at 10:30 every morning. You know, anytime I go there, sometimes I'm getting there at, like, 9 a.m. Fuck are my sizzlies? Like, there should be sizzlies out at, like, 9 a.m. Right?
Yeah.
Wawa, unless you enact a policy of staying in your car while getting gas, I will not return. Too many people at this location in particular park their car at the pump and shop while filling up during rush hour. That's bullshit.
I see people do it all the time.
It's not 1990 anymore, folks. I haven't seen that.
I've seen it happen multiple times. People still do that to this day.
Why?
Because they can.
Fuck that.
They're like, yeah, well, I'm filling up, and my thing is, like, empty, so why the fuck not? And then they're, like, spend 40 minutes in there, and guess what? Your car's been sitting there, gone for 40 fucking minutes.
Let's see. Wanna look at some painters? Let's look at some painters. TJ's Painting Company. Let's see.
Do they wear pajamas?
I don't fucking know.
That'd be cool.
Oh, Jesus. Who the fuck was that? Ricky's looking at me. 2 stars. I was optimistic based on reviews. He came to the house as agreed, walked in the house, and said he'd send me an estimate via email. I wrote it down to ensure he had it. Then crickets. I guess he said, fuck your house. Ooh, this guy said 1 star. Mike came out to evaluate the job. He said he would get back to me, but he never did. I'm fine with someone not wanting to work, but it's unprofessional not to notify a prospective customer. Damn, that's 2 people saying he didn't get back to them. He said, fuck you to both of them. Very disappointed with the lack of communication with Mike. There's 3 people now.
3.
Everyone else is giving it 5 stars, but these people, he said, fuck you. I met Mike for an estimate on Thursday and was told he could start as quickly as Sunday. I called him Friday to move forward and have yet to hear back. I have since hired another contractor. What are you doing, Mike? Come on, man. That's why you're 4.5. That's why you're 4.5 and not 5 stars. What are you doing? Except it's called TJ's Company and not Mike's, so why the fuck is it always Mike? Fuck all these five-star painting pieces of shit. So, apparently, go to if you have a good house, go to TJ's Painting Company. But if you have a house that someone might say, "Eh, fuck this place," then don't call them because they're not gonna call you back. That's the moral of the story, right, Rich?
Oh yeah.
We have morals on the Pessimism Plus podcast. Morals
come from 14-year-olds who don't look like they're 14.
They didn't look 14.
If you don't understand our joke and really think we're pedophiles, just please do me a favor.
There's a guy. His
go Google. She didn't look 14.
There's a guy. His name is Roy Moore. The Democrats, and they fucking took it down. I was mad, but they had a hack, and it said she didn't look 14 on it, and it was great because it was totally, you know, about Roy Moore. Anyway, I think that's gonna do it for an episode. I've never do this, so we're gonna have Richie say the last word. I'm gonna let Richie close out this episode.
She didn't look 14.
Jaden.
Say that one more time, Rich. Say it louder.
She didn't look 14.